good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring some jazz that's new, some jazz that's old, and some jazz that's in between. Starting off with some music from Jerry Mulligan, and this is from a long-lost live recording from the 1969 New Orleans Jazz Festival. This marks the historic reunion of three of the top musicians in the jazz world. Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan, along with a few other musicians, really fly on this one. This one's called Line for Lions. That was music from Rippingtons, a band out of the States, by request, title track to their 1991 album, Curved Ahead. And before that, Jerry Mulligan and Company from 1969 and their version of Line for Lions. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, which is proudly sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue, located at 101 Spark Street. We're going to continue now with music from Gary Dial and Dick Oates, and this is from their DMP release entitled Dick and Oates. This one's called The Perfect Pill.
Thank you.
That was music from a great band, Gary Doyle and Dick Oates and The Perfect Pill. I'm going to continue now with music from Dizzy Gillespie, and this is from 1969. This is a composition called Ding-a-Ling. It's from a long-lost live recording from the New Orleans...
What are people saying about the After Eight Jazz Club?
The quality of jazz is amazing. I couldn't believe I could see groups from places like New York right here in Ottawa.
I didn't realize that they had a full menu and it's available until 10:30. And their desserts are to die for.
The cover was only $5. And if we get there before 8, there is no cover. Imagine that. No cover before 8 at the After 8.
Nothing compares to that live experience. Join us at Ottawa's premier jazz club, the After 8, 101 Sparks Street. Call for entertainment updates at 237-JAZZ. That's 237-5200.
If you love jazz and you love music, again, check out the After 8 Jazz Club. It is well worth your effort and time. Some great food, great desserts, and wonderful music. As I said before, we're going to listen to Dizzy Gillespie from 1969, and this composition is called Ding-a-Ling.
What are people saying about the After 8 Jazz Club?
The quality of jazz is amazing.
We'd like to play a composition by our brilliant young pianist now, Michael Longo, and it's called Ding-a-Ling.
Thank you. Hi, this is Johnny Ajami, your host for Fly By Night, a jazz show that explores the parameters, landscape, texture, and rhythmical mode of jazz music from a perspective that explores musical self-determination. So join us every Monday night on CHUO FM 89.1 from 12 p.m. until 2.
The journey continues as the Museum of Civilization and the National Arts Center present the sixth season of See and Hear the World. Take an incredible journey with 15 entrancing musical and dance performers from five continents. Burkina Faso, Hungary, Chile, and Hawaii are just a few of the destinations that you can explore through See and Hear the World. Tickets are available at the box offices of the Museum of Civilization and the NAC, or by calling Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For more information or a series brochure, call 776-7181. The journey continues with See and Hear the World.
We just heard some music from Dizzy Gillespie from a 1969 concert, and that was recorded live at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. Dizzy Gillespie and company making some really, really nice music there. The name of the song was called Ding-a-Ling, and before that, Gary Darle with The Perfect Pill. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. Going to go back now to some music from John Scofield. His funkier side is being displayed and recorded beautifully on his latest release entitled A Go-Go. And we're going to listen to a track off of that album called Jeep on 35. And after that, we're going to listen to 24-year-old sax player Mark Shim. And he's got a new one out as well. And we're going to listen to a track called The Chosen Ones. And then we're going to wrap it up with Chuck Loeb from his album The Moon, The Stars, and The Setting Sun on Shaughnessy. We're going to listen to Just Us. So we'll listen to these three right now here on In Transition.
Thank you.
I've got two tickets to give away for the After Eight Jazz Club. If you can answer this question, John Scofield performed with a very famous jazz trumpeter back in the 1980s. And if you can name that person, name that trumpeter, 562-5967, the tickets are yours. Again, the question is, what famous trumpet player did guitarist John Scofield play with in the 1980s? If you can give me a call at 562-5967, two passes to the After Eight Dinner Club are yours. Looking for the first caller through with the correct answer to the skill testing question. John Scofield, famous guitarist, recording for Blue Note. I want to know what band he played in. Famous trumpet player, had a great band back in the 80s. And I'd like to know the name of that trumpet player. I'll give you his initials if that helps any. MD. So if you give me a call at 562-5967, I'll give you 2 tickets to the After 8 Jazz Club. We've got a winner. We've got the correct winner to the answer. The name that I was looking for was Miles Davis. And I'd like to thank Derek Rodenizer of Ottawa. He picked himself up 2 tickets to the After 8 Jazz Club on Spark Street. Let's get back to more music now from guitarist Chuck Lowe. That was music from guitarist Chuck Loeb from his latest album on a label called Shanachi. And the name of the album is The Moon, the Stars, and the Setting Sun. And we just listened to a composition called Just Us. Before that, sax player, 24-year-old sax player, recording for the Blue Note label, and a composition called The Chosen Ones, and that's from his album Mind Over Matter. John Scofield, starting off the last set from his latest Verve release, and this one is called Jeep on 35, and the name of the album is called A Go-Go. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with some music, a wonderful, beautiful, moving tribute to the late Bill Evans, and this is from pianist arranger Don Sobeski. He has an album out on the RCA label called I Remember Bill, a tribute to the music of Bill Evans, and we're going to listen to a composition called Bill, Not Gil, and then after that we're going to listen to music from vocalist Badi Assad from the album Dolphins in the Blue Mist. Actually, the name of the song is Dolphins in the Blue Mist. The name of the album is Chameleon. And we're going to wrap up the next set with drummer Dave Weckl, who used to play with Chick Corea about 5-10 years ago. From his album Rhythm of the Soul, released on the Stretch label, we're going to listen to Mud Sauce. Let's get started with Don Sobeski with Bill, Not Gil. Thank you.
Thank you. All aboard the Latin Train. Every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m., the Latin Train guides you on a voyage of discovery of the best of Latin and Afro-Cuban jazz. I'm your host, Mike Bongard, and together with Tito Puente, Porto Sanchez, and all your favorites, we explore both the history of Latin jazz and the directions it is taking today. So get on the train, the Latin Train, Saturday night at 8 here on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We just heard some music from an interesting band called the Dave Weckl Band. Dave Weckl has been on the scene for a number of years, and he has a new album, actually. This is his fourth solo album, and it's called Rhythm of the Soul. And we just heard a funky number called Mud Sauce. Before that, Dolphins with Dolphins in the Mist from Badi Assad and Don Sobeski starting off a set with Bill, not Gil. We're going to change gears a little bit here and go into a band that's very interesting and includes the great keyboard player Joe Zawinul, who formed Weather Report back in the late 60s, early 70s. We're going to listen to a band called Deep Forest, and this is from their latest album called Deep Forest 3. The song is called Moonday Sun. And after that, we're going to listen to an interesting recording. Actually, the drama of the popular television series Melrose Place has always moved to the rhythm of its music, and in the fall of 1997, the show producers decided that jazz should get the groove. So a jazz club, a fictional jazz club, was called Upstairs, and it was written into the show's storyline. Since then, such musicians as Joe Sample, Nina Freeland, and Diane Krall have all booked themselves into this fictional jazz club. Well, this band that I'm going to play for you now is called they're called the Braxton Brothers, and we're going to listen to a composition of theirs.
Súbete al tren latino. El tren
latino. That really gets you going, and we're going to listen to a composition called Happy Again. This will get you up dancing. So starting off, we've got Deep Forest with Moonday Sun.
You're not the man.
That was music from the Braxton Brothers and a composition called Happy Again, taken from the album Melrose Place Jazz, released on the Windham Hill label. Continuing now, we've got music from Camilla Benson, beautiful vocalist, and her latest release is called Desafinado on the Satellites record label, and we're going to listen to a composition, and this one is Aquas de Marco.
Caingá, candeia, é uma tita pereira. É madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira. É um mistério profundo, é um queira ou não queira. É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da gumieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira. Das águas de março, é o fim da canseira. É o pé, é o chão, é a mancha estradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. É uma ave no céu, é uma ave no chão. É um regato, é uma fonte, é um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto, um desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estepe, é um prego, é uma ponta, é um ponto. É um pingo pingando, é uma conta, é um conto. É um peixe, é um gesto, é uma prata brilhando. É a luz da manhã, é o tijolo chegando. É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada. É o projeto da casa, é o corpo da cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama. É um passo, é uma ponte, é um sapo, é uma rã. É um resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. É um pedaço de pão, é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto, um desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe, é um prego, é uma ponta, é um ponto. É um pingo pingando, é uma ponta, é um ponto. É um peixe, é um gesto, é uma prata brilhando. É a luz da manhã, é o tijolo chegando. É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, estrelhaço na estrada. É o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama. É um passo, é uma ponte, é um sapo, é uma rã. É um resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
What are people saying about the After Eight Jazz Club?
quality of jazz is amazing. I couldn't believe I could see groups from places like New York right here in Ottawa.
I didn't realize that they had a full menu and it's available until 10:30. And their desserts are to die for.
The cover was only $5, and if we get there before 8, there is no cover. Imagine that. No cover before 8 at the After 8.
Nothing compares to that live experience. Join us at Ottawa's premier jazz club, the After 8, 101 Sparks Street. Call for entertainment updates at 237-JAZZ. That's 237-5200.
I guess when you look back at jazz the past 15, 20 years, you have to think of Spyro Gyra as being a fundamental band when it came to smooth jazz, and they sort of paved the way for other bands like the Yellow Jackets, Rippingtons, and many, many other bands that not only became popular but expanded jazz as we know it into different territories and different possibilities. Most critics say that these bands weren't very innovative and didn't take chances the way that the masters did, but they did fill a need and they did indeed fill an audience. And what I'd like to do is to play for you the latest release from Spyro Gyra. Now, this is only the second live album from the band. The first one was back in 1983, and this album is called Road Scholars. It's their 21st album to date. And we're going to listen to a live recording of a composition called South American Sojourn.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Music from the great band Spyro Gyra. And I'm telling you, they've really come into their own. And that last number that we heard was a real cooker, entitled, name of the song, South American Sojourn. We're going to continue now with some music from Colonel Abrams. And this is from his album entitled About Romance. And we're going to listen to When Somebody Loves Somebody. And after that, we're going to listen to Sharky Bonato. And this is taken from an album called Bourbon Street Swings and his version of Hindustan. And then we're going to wrap up the next set with a band called Vibraphonics from the album Acid Jazz Collection Volume 2 and a composition called I See You.
That you feel for somebody, yeah. Tonight, the living legend, New Orleans and its music. Sharkey.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So nice to be remembered. Get the good. Come on, we got 20 minutes to play. Don't be horsing around. I like that.
Understand.
That was music from great artists back in 1969, very popular around the New Orleans area. That was a fellow by the name of Sharky Bonato and his version of Hindustan, featuring Tony Parenti and Murphy Campo, recorded live at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, 1969. Before that, Colonel Abrams with When Somebody Loves Somebody. And right now I'd like to feature for you some music from, they call this acid jazz, but it's just another word for, you know, interesting jazz, funked up a little bit. But this is a band called Vibraphonics, and we're going to listen to a song called I See You.
said I've got to know why.
We just heard some music from a band called Dread Flimstone from the album From the Ghetto. These are all taken from a compilation CD called Jazz Fest Masters. Some of the jazz recordings from a label called Scotti Brothers out of the United States. Right now we've got a man called Adam, and this is going to round things out for this afternoon. My name is Randy McCulloch. You've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition. I'll be back next week with some more music. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe.